you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Life. I'm your host, M. Led, on the mic. And if we have not met before, welcome to the pod, baby. If you're a high achiever with a lot of big dreams and goals, but you struggle to get out of your head, you are in the right place because you're the exact type of person that this podcast is for. Make sure to hit that follow button and to tune in every single Monday and Tuesday for episodes so that we can get out of our heads together, baby. All you high achievers out there, all you people with big dreams and big goals, I have the perfect Monday morning motivation for you guys today. Let me kick it off with a quote by my woman, Mel Robbins. She said, "Doubting yourself is normal, but letting it stop you is a choice." Mel didn't freaking stutter. Did you guys hear what she just said? Doubt is something that literally every single one of us experience within ourselves. And especially if you're a high achiever, you're going to doubt yourself. And you know why? Because the more success that you have, the more ceilings that you want to shatter, the more risks that you want to take, that's going to cause more self-doubt, because a lot of times you're going to be doing things that haven't been done before, and there are going to be people around you who want to project their limiting beliefs onto you. And the world is also judgmental as shit. And if you have a lot that you want to achieve and be and work towards in this life, it means self-doubt is inevitable. And it's so normal, and you are not alone. And let's remove the shame around self-doubt. Why is there so much shame in admitting out loud that we're doubting ourselves and we're doubting our vision? It's so normal. It happens, okay? And not to mention, like, let me just give you a little pat on the back real quick. If you are out here grinding every single day, putting the work in, chasing down your dreams and goals, even amongst all of these obstacles, even when the world is so loud and you're battling with yourself and you're battling with people who don't believe in you, even amidst all that, you're still going after your dreams and goals. Can we just pause and like give you a round of applause for that? I'm literally clapping for you right now. You can't hear it because my mic is just that good and it's going to bleep it out, but I'm clapping for you, baby. It's so hard to stay motivated when you're around other people or you're in environments that don't support where you're going. The fact that you keep going, you're a baller, and I need you to know that, okay? The thing about self-doubt is, for self-doubt to exist, there also has to be a part of you that believes you can do it. Otherwise, that emotion wouldn't be so strong. Like, you wouldn't be feeling the self-doubt so big if there wasn't also a part of you that knows you can do it, okay? And the thing about success too is, like, once you achieve a certain level of success, sometimes that even fosters more self-doubt, because you're like, shit, I hit this really amazing goal dream for myself. Can I do it again? What if I can't? Like, how am I going to top what I did before? And you start kind of having that panicky feeling, right? Where you're like, well, shit, I got to get to work again. What if I don't get it? So the bigger and bolder you live your life, the more self-doubt and the more self-criticism is gonna come. But baby, you can't let that stop you. Like Mel said, you cannot let it stop you, because the fact that you have all these gifts and these goals and these dreams, it means that there's something within you that this world needs. So keep going. Don't let it stop you. Power through that self-doubt, okay? I have a couple pointers for you that can kind of help you power through if you're not really feeling that powerful right now, okay? The number one point, I know this is going to be shocking for you guys. It's not like I ever talk about a vulnerability on the podcast. Number one, you have to be vulnerable about your self-doubt. Tell somebody, please God, tell somebody that you're doubting yourself. I know that if you're a high achiever, it probably means you're independent as shit and you want to do everything by yourself. I resonate with that so much. Hi, I'm just like that. And I want to be able to work through these limiting beliefs that I have about myself on my own, because I don't want other people to think I'm weak. I don't want other people to be like, oh, she doesn't believe in herself, I'm not going to believe in her. I want people to see me as strong. So it's so hard for me to admit out loud when I don't feel 100% confident in what I'm doing, right? But I'm telling you, when you tell somebody, that you are feeling self-doubt, it makes the self-doubt lose its power, because you know what's going to happen? The person that you confide in is going to be like, Emily, are you kidding me? Do you not know who you are, bitch? Get out of your own head. Get out of your own way. You are amazing. And they're going to reaffirm in you what they see in you that you know deep down is there. But maybe you're just having a moment where you forget that about yourself, right? I actually just had a situation like this. Shout out to my friend Lou. We were getting lunch the other day and I was expressing to him how much I've battled with my own self-doubt when it comes to this podcast. And he was like, Emily, do you realize the balls that you have to be doing what you're doing, to be showing up in the way that you are, to be so vulnerable? And these are all things that I know about myself, right? But sometimes I forget because I'm not in the best mental headspace and that self-doubt creeps in. Again, it's normal. And when he said that to me, I was like, you know what? You're freaking right. I forgot who I was for a second. Thank you, sir. Thank you for reminding me who I am. And that self-doubt dissolved. And in every moment where I have confided in my people that I'm not feeling good about myself and they bring me up, that fear, that self-doubt loses its power over me. And baby, I know it's going to be the same for you. So tell somebody when you are doubting yourself. I know that you're strong. I know you think you can handle it all by yourself. But when you let other people into your life and support you and lean on them in these moments, you get through those things so much quicker. So much quicker. Okay. Number two, you guys already know I'm going to say this, your daily habits are so important. This comes back to just managing your mind in general, right? Getting good sleep, exercising, prayer if you're spiritual at all, putting healthy things into your body, talking back to those intrusive thoughts, journaling, meditating, whatever it is, whatever your self-care routine is that helps you to feel your best, this is going to help you fight back against that self-doubt. Number three, this is not my original idea. I read this in an article right before I hopped on the mic this morning. An entrepreneur by the name of Jeffrey Shaw shared in an article that he has this shutdown phrase that he will tell himself whenever the self-doubt starts to creep in. So it's basically a one-liner, a phrase that you can kind of whip out when that self-doubt creeps in. So for me, I love this quote by Mel Robbins, doubting yourself is normal, letting it stop you is a choice. That's something that I've been telling myself when that self-doubt creeps in. So I can remind myself, the fact that I feel this self-doubt and I'm pushing through anyway, that makes me a fucking baller. That makes me different. That makes me stronger than 98% of people. That makes me feel fucking powerful. And so it helps me overcome that self-doubt. You know what I mean? So for you, it could be literally whatever you want it to be. Just come up with a quick little phrase that anytime that doubt comes out, you can be like, no, no, we're not going there. We're not going to let it win. We're going to keep going. Okay. And then lastly, number four, know that self-doubt is a good thing. It means that you're doing something impactful. It means that whatever you are trying to achieve is worth doing, right? That self-doubt would not exist if you weren't doing something incredible. I read in the same article that people who work like a regular 9-to-5 job where they're not taking a lot of risks, they actually normally feel less self-doubt because they're not working towards anything extraordinary, because they're willing to just kind of do like the basic typical things that most of society does, right? They're not putting themselves out there. So if you are feeling a lot of self-doubt, it's because you're on the verge of breakthrough, baby. It's because you're about to do something so freaking powerful. He talks about this concept called battling the soul's gatekeeper. And he says that the closer you get to doing your most purposeful work that is driven by wanting to make a positive difference in the world, the closer you get to your soul. And that is when your soul's gatekeeper, which is that voice of self-doubt and imposter syndrome, shows up. So the closer you get to your soul, the more defensive it gets. Isn't that mind-blowing? I read that and I was like, holy shit, this just means that I'm working towards my purpose. This self-doubt means that I'm doing something impactful. It's a good thing. So wrestling fam, I really encourage you to not listen to that self-doubt and to not let it hold you back, to know that it's actually an indicator that you are doing something amazing. And keep going. Do not let this shit hold you back from all that you could be. Did you hear what I said? Do not let it hold you back. There are so many people who let the self-doubt win and who let the noise of the world and the opinions of other people hold them back. Do not be one of those goddamn people. If you're on the wrestling squad, you're not allowed to be one of those people. Did you hear what I just said? Okay. Let's get out of our heads, guys. Life is too short to be caught up in our heads and be caught up in self-doubt. We got shit to get done. We got things to achieve. We got places to be, things to do, people to see. Okay. I believe in you. Even if you don't believe in yourself right now, I believe in you. Tell someone about your self-doubt and watch it lose its power over you. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. If you liked this Monday morning motivation and you have not left me a review yet on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, please take a second to do that for me. Reviews help the podcast to grow. And when we grow, guys, I can just keep bringing you more pep talks just like this to help you get out of your head. And that's my life's goal. That's my ambition. I want to be that for other people. That's what lights me up in this life. And your support will help me to continue to do that. So please go drop me a review. Wrestling fam, have a wonderful, amazing week. Let's get out there. Let's grab life by the freaking balls. Let's RKO the shit out of life. And we will talk soon, baby. Bye-bye.